The Kraft Music Hall with Bing Crosby, Mary Martin, Victor Borga, Jerry Lester, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Hal, and Bing's guests for this evening, Madeline Carroll, star of the Paramount picture Bahama Passage, Igor Gorin, famous concert baritone, and Slammin' Sammy Sneed, one of the nation's most colorful golf pros. This evening, by special request of General MacArthur on Bataan Peninsula and Colonel Aiken on Corregidor, the Kraft Music Hall is being relayed by shortwave over a specially cleared channel to the American and Philippine fighting forces under their command. And here, with a salute to these great Americans, is Bing Crosby.
Over hill, over dale, we will hit the dusty trail, and those caissons go rolling along. Up and down, in and out, counter marching left about, and those caissons go rolling along. For it's high, high here in the field artillery. Shout out your woe loud and strong. For wherever you go, you will always know that those caissons go rolling along. Caissons go rolling along.
Yes, sir, the caissons keep rolling along and those 155s keep dishing it out. Another great adventure at arms is being carried on in the American tradition by General Douglas MacArthur, Colonel Aiken, Major General Valdez, Brigadier General Francisco, General Lim, and their fighting men on Bataan Peninsula and Corregidor. Here in the Old Kraft Music Hall, we consider ourselves honored to be able to get through to you men in the Philippines with a few tunes, a few wheezes, maybe the general feel of what's going on here in the States. We being our guests, Madeline Carroll, Igor Gorin, and Sam Sneed, as well as the regular Kraft Music Hall group. Wonderful, isn't it, Mary, to think that we're going through to the Philippines?
Honestly, Bing, it's the most thrilling thing that ever happened to me.
You have any message for the men?
Well, they must know how the whole world of free people feels about them. But I do think they might like to know that all the old jokes about Crosby's horses have been forgotten.
Good, good.
In favor of a lot of old jokes about the lack of automobile tires.
Well, that figures, Mary. You know, as rubber tires go out, my Otenoyers get to look better and better.
I always thought your horses looked good.
Thank you.
Pulling a wagon.
Yeah. Well, that about brings you men up to date on the gags situation. No change. This will bring you up to today's top two.
Pardon me, boy. Is that the Chattanooga choo-choo? Track 29. Boy, you can give me a shine. I can afford to board a Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare, just a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania station by the quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. Oh, when you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, you got to keep it rolling. Woo woo, Chattanooga, there you are.
You leave the Pennsylvania station about a quarter to four. before you know it, you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer
than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blowing into the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel on the coal in, gotta keep a rolling.
Whoop, whoop, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be
Ra-da-da.
A certain party at the station.
Da-do-da-do.
Satin and lace.
Do-de-do.
Used to call the kid funny face.
Roo, roo, roo.
She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Home, sweet home, Chattanooga home, sweet home. Chattanooga, home, sweet home. Chattanooga, home, sweet home. Chattanooga, choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
Currently being seen in Paramount's Technicolor Eiffel, The Hammer Passage, Madeline Carroll was well on her way to becoming the screen's outstanding example of gracious charm and delicate refinement when old Chisel Chin Hope singled out the lovely and defenseless Madeline to be a running gag on his weekly roundtable educational sessions. After 2 years of being bandied about by old Chiz, many people have begun to think of Madeline Carroll as beautiful, but fantastic. You know, the kind of a girl who, when stepping through the French windows from the garden into the ballroom, forgets to open the French windows. Now, this naturally is not the case, because for sheer beauty and charm and graciousness and poetry of motion, there is nothing so exquisitely poised as Madeline Carroll stepping from the garden into the ballroom through the French windows as the lackey announces her.
Miss Madeline Carroll.
Oh, Don, I always forget to open those French windows.
I see. Still under the Hope influence, huh? Say, you've been seeing much of Puffy lately?
Oh, I haven't time even for Hope. I'm reserving all my dates for servicemen. And none above the rank of sergeant. Sorry, top sergeant.
I'm sorry. Well, that ought to qualify you as the nation's number one blind date.
Well, I'm sure lots of girls all over the country are blind dating soldiers the way I am. There's nothing new about it.
No.
It's been going on for years.
That's true, true, Madeline. And in an effort to show just how it's been going on for years, and what happens when a girl gets herself set for a blind date, we bring you a tender little scene between two devoted roommates. Mary the Jitterbug and Madeline the Homegirl.
I got the date with an angel. I'm going to see her about seven. I got the date with an angel, and I'm on my way to heaven.
Mary, are you going out again tonight?
Oh, don't be a blister, sister. Of course I am. Well, I'm set out to cut a rug and have myself a holiday with a solid cinder. Honey, you couldn't hold me home with a halter. Not when I've got a blinder date.
You know, those blind dates always seem to me to be sort of, well, bingo with sex appeal.
I said blinder date. The guys I draw, I gotta wear blinders. I wish my Joe would show. I can hardly wait till we get to pulverizing the parquet. Boy, am I steaming to start ringing and twisting.
You know, it's funny, Mary, but I don't seem to understand this jitterbug dancing you do.
Well, it's a cinch and a clinch. All you got to do is be a live wire with a loose connection. Well, I'm going upstairs to polish up. If my cat shows, keep the joint jumping.
Share the memory. Oh, somehow I can't seem to lose hope. All right, just a minute, I'm coming.
Hello.
Hi, child. Let's run wild. Here's your heat. Say, this blind date dodge is beginning to pay off. How about the ruffle I won in this raffle?
Well, if you mean me, I'm
not... Sure I mean you. You're as pretty a parcel of bobby pins as ever wrestled in a rumble, babe. Just call me Crosland, Speedy Crosland. Character here's my pal, Droop Carpenter. Garter's chafed me, so I keep Droop around to hold up my socks. Say hello, Droop. Look here, wheel a time or two, will you, child? Mm-hmm. Salad. Nice to know the Blue Jackets aren't getting all the bundle. Yes, sir. Here's a blind date that cure cataracts, astigmatism, or a quick tick. What's cooking, Cookie? You glad to see old Speedy?
How do you do, Speedy?
Speedy.
You could have fooled me.
Kid's a barrel of laughs, huh, Drew?
Sorry to disappoint you, Speedy, but
you
see,
disappoint me? Well, I was expecting to call her some crow with a face like a satchel full of emery wheels. You know, some sad siren about 28 and 4 in the winter book.
They tell that square from Delaware to hold his fire. I'll be with him in a couple of ticks and 2 hot licks.
That's my roommate. She's a jitterbug.
Well, you can have her. These babes on the bounce are for Sweeney. I hate dancing myself. You know, when I see a doll jitterbugging, I can't figure it.
Can't figure what?
Whether it's her clutch that's slipping or her slip that's clutching.
Funny, I thought you'd like dancing because you're dressed up for a masquerade.
What masquerade? This is my regular suit.
Well, it certainly is a pleasure to meet a man who makes his own clothes.
Still, flip a hip with a drip till I smear on the face and splash on the lip.
Well, must be tough having a jitterbug for a roommate, huh?
Yes, it's rather like living with a pogo stick.
I could sail for you, though, sister. That's my type, huh, Droop? Hey, how do you fill out most of your evenings, sweetheart?
Oh, I read a lot. You see, I'm an old-fashioned girl.
Old-fashioned, huh? Well, order up, chick. What's a cuter to me? Go ahead. I go first cabin. Boy, you sure got a homey smile.
Well, you have quite a smile yourself. It reminds me of a face I saw down in San Diego last weekend. Would you mind smiling again?
Not at all. Like this? Now, do you place the face?
I've got it. It was on a porpoise.
Well, now, listen, don't let the figure fool you, Slackbait. Those bulges are muscles. I was a big football star at college. Very big and good, too. Very good.
I don't like conceited
men. No, me neither. There's no excuse for it. I used to be one of the most conceited guys in college. But I changed after I got out. Now I'm one of the nicest fellas I know. Ain't that right, Droop? Come on, cut in here, beautiful. I like your style. I like your smile. To me, you're something Woolworthwhile. Now, what do you think of me? Come on, tell me what you think of me. Don't be bashful.
I'm not being bashful. I'm trying to be tactful.
Say, Madeline, tell that round haircut down there I've got my boots on. I'm in the groove, Toots, and I'm coming in like a B-19. A beaming and a streaming.
Madeline, did she... I thought you was Mary.
No, Mary's the girl upstairs. She's the one you're supposed to have the blind date with. I was trying to tell you all that.
Well, here I am. Where's that cat of mine?
Right over there.
Him. Have to help a lady on a night like this.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you. And all the time I knew it. I guess I always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, feel so bad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you, I didn't want to tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do, deed I do, you know I do. Give me what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I die for. You know you made me love you. You made me love you and I didn't want to do it. And all the time I knew it, I guess I always knew it. You made me happy sometimes. You made me glad. But there were times, dear, you made me feel so, oh, so bad. You made me sigh, for I didn't want to tell you. I thought I couldn't tell you. I want some love, that's true. Yes, I do, deed I do, you know I do. Gimme, 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 gimme what I cry for. You know you got the brand of kisses that I'd die for. You know you made me love you. Deed I do.
That was swell, Mary. Might be a good to take that right from the coda again, but I think my friend Ken here has other plans.
These are days when good nutrition takes on a new importance. It's downright patriotic to know your vitamin alphabet and to see that your three meals every day are well balanced. America must be strong, and Americans must be strong. Apropos of all this, I want to give you a few facts about the nutrition of Velveeta, Kraft's popular cheese food. For hidden in Velveeta's rich, mild cheddar cheese flavor are food values good for every single one of us. Milk protein to help build strong muscles, milk minerals to help build sound teeth and bones, food energy, vitamin A and vitamin G. And on top of all this, Velveeta's pasteurized and digestible as milk itself. So you see, Velveeta snacks and sandwiches are good for the family. Hot dishes rich with golden Velveeta are worthy of a main place at luncheon or dinner. Enjoy this famous cheese food regularly. Get the thrifty 2-pound Velveeta loaf. Or if your dinner table is run from a kitchenette, the half-pound package of delicious Velveeta.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in bloom is like perfume, deep in the heart of Texas. Reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. The prairie sky is wide and high, deep in the heart of Texas. The sage in deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love, deep in the heart of Texas.
All the coyotes wail along the trail, deep in the heart of Texas.
prairie sky is white high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Comes now. Comes now from deep in the heart of Denmark, one Victor Borge, linguist extraordinaire, pianist nonpareil, and one who is making a thorough study of our American customs. It seems that lately Victor Borge has been on an expedition through the perilous waters of Upper Tin Pan Alley, and he's made some startling discoveries. So, Victor?
I would like you to know how modern composers are being inspired and how they compose their modern composition, you know,
yes,
their
yeah.
song hits. Mm-hmm.
Give us that.
Yes, I will. You think... you think maybe they're sitting up day and night, as the old composers did it, waiting for the inspiration? So they are. But it doesn't come. You know, and that's bad. And now they do the same thing as I'm going to do. They have next to them a very large pile of old music, you know, Beethoven and Mozart and Johann Strauss and Haydn and Boogie Woogie and...
Hoogie Woogie.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Oh, that's Hoogie Boogie Woogie.
Hoogie Boogie.
And then they have a pair of scissors, you know,
yeah,
as,
got
and
that.
Here,
yeah.
And some paste and a paste brush. Mm-hmm. And now they compose.
Now they're equipped.
Now they're going to compose a song hit. The only thing they know is that it's going to be a song.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know it's going to be a hit, because sometime it is and sometime it isn't. Most sometime isn't. And I should like you to mention a couple of old composers from which you want me to get the inspiration from, you know.
How about Tchaikovsky?
Okay, Skip.
Make it Strauss.
Mickey Mouse, yes. Mickey Mouse. Has somebody else something to say?
Debussy.
Debussy?
Debussy.
Oh, Yehudi, yeah.
No.
Why don't you mention the name I asked you to mention?
Oh, Rachmaninoff.
Okay, Strauss. Somebody else has something in mind?
William Shakespeare.
Okay, Victor Borge, glad to know you.
Wagner?
Who?
Wagner.
Wagner, yes.
And Liszt.
And Liszt, yes, in Army or Navy. Or... Oh, you mean Liszt? Yes, we have a big enough list now. I think that's all right. And now I take some of those composers. Maybe we have them here. You see, here's one, Tchaikovsky. You see what he has done. Done something here. Never be popular.
No.
Anymore. I hope. And here is some. Oh, that is nice. This here.
Wait, what about?
No, this is Schubert. You know, this is just a moment. I played for you now.
Well, what about?
Oh, shh, I'm playing.
Oh, pardon.
This is the last part of the unfinished, you know.
Oh.
Nobody will recognize that. So we just take another one. Here we have Schubert again. But another Schubert we have here. Let me see. Well known, I take that.
Just, that's your scissors there?
Yeah, I just cut out. No, that's too much. You see, I just need a couple of bars here. And I cut it out. Let me see. Ought to be trimmed a little bit here. Da-dee-da-da-dum-da-da-da. Now I paste it on the cardboard, you know.
Yeah.
So that's it. And, oh, wait a minute. That's one tune too much here. That's So now we take Strauss.
Ah, Strauss.
Yes. Well, what has he done? Let me see. Strauss. Oh, the Blue Danube. That's nice. Want to hear it?
You love it.
You love it?
Mm-hmm.
So do I. Wait a minute, there's something wrong here.
Yeah.
At the moment.
Try it again.
Oh, that's the upside down, you know.
Yeah.
I'll take just a little part of that, and you see a cut here and here. So, that's about... Oh, there's one little bit of my finger here, but that's... So what have we got now? There's something wrong here, too. I need one, but I think it's on the floor. Here it is. There's an F flat. Oh, maybe it's not flat. I don't know. It's F anyway. So. Oh, I put it in the bass.
There we are.
There's something wrong here. It doesn't matter. Just take the whole thing out here. So... Now we have the whole thing, and John Trotter, I just want to give it to you. Maybe the boys can follow me later on, you know. So you, maybe, it's very easy to do here. So, and now we have two pieces. Fine. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then... the Blue Danube and the Serenade, but that's we can't call it that. Of course, everybody will recognize it. We call it the Blue Serenade.
Covers everything.
Yeah, it covers
good,
everything. Yeah.
Good.
Now you want it as foxtrot or rumba or
tango.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. So I just want to place at the waltz. See, a waltz, the Blue Serenade.
Victor, really fine. Now get yourself some words and you got a hit. Two hits, maybe. Continuing now in a blue mood, here's Blues in the Night. My mama done told me when I was in knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-faced, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, who's here?
His mama done told him.
Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, who's here?
His mama done told him.
A hooey, da hooey. Old clickety clacks echoing back the blues in the night. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big town, heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-faced, worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. My mama was right, there's blues in the night. In the night, but if you really want to hear what my mama done told me, give ear to Kenneth.
Good nutrition really begins with good flavor. You know what I mean, don't you, Mother? A food might be chock full of fine nutritive value, but if it hasn't an appetizing come-on, if the family ignores it, well, what's the use? For both flavor and fine food value, Velveeta is a top-notcher. This cheese food has a rich yet mild cheddar flavor that everybody goes for. And as for nutrition, it helps supply milk protein, milk minerals, food energy, vitamins A and G, and it's digestible as milk. But aside from all this, Velveeta can make other fine foods more appetizing. For instance, vegetables. They're an extra special treat when you serve them in rich, golden Velveeta sauce. And that sauce is as easy as 1, 2, 3 to make. You simply melt 1/2 pound of Velveeta in the top of a double boiler. Stir in 1/3 cup of milk, and there is a wonderful, nutritious cheese sauce all ready. Get the 2-pound Velveeta loaf today so that you'll have plenty of this delicious cheese food for snacks and sandwiches and for cheese sauce. Velveeta always melts and toasts to perfection. Besides that, it's spreadable at room temperature or right out of the icebox. It slices neatly. You see, there are dozens of ways to add food value and make meals more exciting when you have a handy 2-pound Velveeta loaf or a 1/2-pound package of Velveeta. You know, Dr. Crosby, defense stamps and bonds have gotten into my blood so much that, well, they're beginning to show up in my bell work. You remember how the bells used to go bong, bong, bong.
And they now go
bond, bond, bond.
That's good.
Buy our bond.
Hello? That's a fine sentiment, Carp. You just keep your bells saying bon, bon, bon in the right key. Mm-hmm. They'll begin to look like the Liberty Bell because they'll be ringing for the same old thing old LB cracked its side.
Then I'll get on with it.
And we'll get on with Kraft Music Hall matters involving Victor Borge, Jerry Lester, John Scott Trotter, Ken Carpenter, the music maids at Hal, Madeline Carroll, Sam Sneed, Igor Gorin, and for all the officers and men of General MacArthur's command in the Philippines, Mary Martin and I run through the following Eshina Marusha. Johnny MacArthur loved Rosie O'Day. She was the prettiest thing.
And every night in his sweet Irish way, under her window he'd sing,
Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day,
you're my filigadoosha, shinnamarooshia, bonderala, boom, tootie-ay.
Rose O'Day, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosha, shinnamarooshia, bonderala, boom, tootie-ay. You're darling, you're daring, you're lovely.
Is that what you mean when you say
substantially,
Rose O'Day,
Rose O'Day,
you're my filigadoosha,
shinnamarooshia,
balderalda, boom tootie, boom tootie, boom tootie, boom tootie, yeah. Oh, Rose O'Day,
oh, Rose O'Day,
my little Rosie O'Day,
oh, Rosie O'Day, you're my filigadoosha,
shinnamarooshia,
balderalda, boom,
boom
tootie,
yeah. Oh, Rose O'Day,
Rose O'Day,
my little rodeo,
from the Isle of Capri, you're my filigadoosha,
shinnamarooshia,
balderalda, boom,
boom, tootie-ay.
You're daring, you're darling, you're lovely.
Is that what you mean when you say
that I do, that I do?
Oh, Rose O'Day,
Rose O'Day,
my little
rodeo, oh, Rose O'Day, you're my filigadoosha,
shinnamarooshia,
balderalda,
boom tootie, boom tootie, boom tootie, boom tootie, hey!
You know, for the playing of the National Pro Amateur Golf Tournament at Rancho Santa Fe on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I went shopping and really picked myself a partner. Slammin' Sammy Sneed of Hot Springs, Virginia. Samuel Jackson Sneed, that's his handle at home. But he just happens to be not only an extremely colorful nabob with a niblick, but he won more dough in 1 year than any other American professional golfer. You know, we've had 5 tournaments at Rancho Santa Fe, and Samuel Jackson has won the only 3 that he played in. So you see, when I get myself a partner, I don't fool around. How do you think we'll do, Sam?
You mean in our tournament?
Yes.
Well, you know, Bing, I've got a pretty tough handicap.
What is your handicap, Sam?
Crosby.
Wait a minute. He's breezed, fit, and ready to run to the mountains. You know, you could have done worse, Sam. Ben Hogan's got hope.
Well, that still leaves me needing faith and charity.
Unless you don't have to worry none about Bob Hope's playing, Sam. Ruff never bothers Bob. He uses his nose for a mashie.
What do you really think the chances are, Sam, of you and Bing beating Hogan and Hope tomorrow?
Well, I'll try to match Hogan if Bing can take care of Hope.
Oh, he's all taken care of, Sam. He won't even be able to see tomorrow.
Are you sure of that?
Positively. With Madeline Carroll on our show, Hope won't sleep a wink tonight.
Really, Bing, you make me feel as if I'm in the enemy's camp.
I've always wanted to go camping. With Madeline Carroll.
What's your game like, Jerry?
I've seen Jerry play, Sam, and you wouldn't call it, you wouldn't call it,
Wouldn't call it what?
Golf.
Cross, that's unkind. My average game is always around 72.
Is that on the first or the last 9 holes?
Is there more than one hole?
How did you get started playing golf for a living, Sam?
Oh, do I have to answer that, Mary? Gee, I'd sure just like to stand here and look at you.
Oh, Sam. You answer and keep your eyes open. Stun the people by doing two things at once.
Well, I started playing golf in Virginia. Almost developed one short leg getting around those hills.
Look out now, you'll get a letter from the local paper.
That's the Bath County Surprise. The
Bath County Surprise?
Yeah, that's the name of our newspaper.
Well, look out.
I think their slogan is, if you're reading the latest news, that's the surprise. Well, anyway, that's where I started playing golf, on the goat course.
Goat course?
Yeah, six holes straight up the mountain and three holes straight down. And my dog had it for me.
He did, huh? Brought back the balls?
Gee, my dog goes over to Hillcrest every day and caddies for me. Brings back other people's balls.
Good dog. But never mind that, Jerry. I'd like Sam to tell you about the time he took eight on the last hole with a tournament right in the sack.
Which tournament?
The one you took eight on the last hole in.
Oh, I've done that twice. I'm always behind the eight ball.
No, I mean the National Open, where Byron Nelson was already in with 284.
Oh, well, I was on the last tee, a par five hole. Well, I needed a bogey six to tie.
Bogey to tie.
A five to win, and then a birdie to win with two shots.
Well, how the dickens could you ever take eight?
Well,
what happened?
Well, being on leaving the 17th hole, having a bogey five there.
You took a bogey on 17?
Bogey five.
You're cooked a little, huh?
Well, going to the 18th tee, I'm really burning.
You're burning now, huh?
I'm really smoking.
I see. What'd you do?
Well, I thought I would need a four there, and I cut loose.
You really turned one loose?
I really turned it loose there.
Give it the full treatment.
I gave it too much treatment.
Give it the up and over?
Yeah, it landed in the rough.
Oh, look out, in the rough.
Yeah, and in a hole, too, a sandy, cuppy lie.
Bad lie.
A bad lie. Then I chose a brass.
Why don't you take an iron, knock it out on the fairway, and get a five?
I didn't want it on the fairway. I want to put it on the green.
On the green? Oh, you're playing... You're playing the big game, huh?
I'm playing the big game.
I see.
And you know there's a trap up there about 225 yards.
Yeah. You took a four wood.
Well, I thought I could go to the right of it or to the left of it.
Yeah.
In fact, I thought I could go over top of it.
Yeah.
But you know, when I hit that thing, it went just like 40 guns right at that trap.
Straight at the trap.
Man, right straight at it.
What was in your mind while that ball was in the air?
You know, after it was in the air, the thing looked like it was going, or I said, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up.
Yeah,
but then it looked like it was going to go short.
What'd you say then?
Well, it did go short, and I said, whoa, whoa. But you know that thing went in that trap like a rat in the
always will. Never miss it.
Never miss.
Yeah.
And then I take an eight on and try to put it onto the green.
Out of the trap.
Out of the trap.
Yeah, what happened to that?
I'm only 3 feet from the edge.
Yeah.
I hit the top of the trap, it bounded out 3 feet, came back 2 inches, almost back into the trap.
Oh, Lord.
Man, that was a horrible stance.
Why'd you have to hit it?
Well, it was waist high. I took a stance like a DiMaggio and a swing like Ted Williams, and I pulled it right to the left field in another trap.
Oh, in the two-bit set.
And you know on...
Sound like you're playing pinball here, sir.
Yeah. But you know, on the way from that trap to the other trap, a man came up to me and said, say, Sneed, you've got to get down in two to tie Nelson. He's
for
in
the
with 284.
The national championship, huh?
Yeah, and I said, whoo-wee! Man, why didn't somebody tell me this before?
So what'd you do there?
Well, I took my stance on this awful, terrible lie over there. I'm buried in the trap, and I put it on the green there about 60 feet from the hole.
Now, you got to get down, you got to sink it to tie.
I got to sink it to tie. I lined it up from both ends.
Yeah, about a 40-footer.
About a 60-footer.
Yeah, a seagoer, huh?
Yeah, one of those seagoers. Then I putted the ball, and it just trickled past that hole 3 feet.
Trickled on by the hole.
I sighted it from both ends again, and I put it, and it trickled again past
trickled on,
3 inches.
Trickled on
and
again.
And you know I trickled that thing in the side door.
What was going through your mind all the time?
But nothing, but let's get through this trickling and start pouring.
Say, Sam, do you like what you do as well as playing golf?
Well, it sounds awful sweet the way Sam tells it.
Oh, honest, Miss Martin?
Now, Sam, no Southern gentleman ever ask a girl if she's being honest.
Then maybe I'd better just listen while you sing.
Oh, well, thanks, Sam. Now, if you two kids want to be alone, perhaps you'll excuse me while I go over a little business with Igor Gorin. You know, it had been Igor's plan to stop off here in the Kraft Music Hall to break his jump between a concert in New Orleans and concerts in Honolulu. But things happened on December 7th to alter those plans, temporarily. So he's in Los Angeles this evening, breaking the jump between New Orleans and Milwaukee, where he gives his next concert on February the 8th. We don't have to wait as long as Milwaukee does, but for us, Igor Gorin sings Gypsy Airs immediately. Igor Gorin.
this sorrow, happiness, and romance. Gypsy life is calling me. When the night falls on the silent camp, you will say farewell before I start. Tears of anguish dim your pleading eyes, but it's fate that tells us
and forget your sorrow. Drink and be gay, forget tomorrow. Sing my gypsies songs of Romani. Let's dance shardash to joyful melody. We're always merry, we're never sorry. Let's join in carefree dance with abandon. We're always merry, join in a carefree dance with abandon. Chardash, the dance of fire, the dance of gypsy camp. Chardash, the dance of fire, the dance of fire.
That was fine, Igor. Really beautiful. You know, I was kind of surprised this morning when I met you to find that in the past 3 years since the last time we met, you've practically completely lost your Russian accent.
Bing, please. I have been told by very dear friends, friends I am trusting, that never in my life I am talking with the slightest dialect.
Friends in New York told you this?
Oh, no. Friends in Moscow.
Say, Igor.
Yes, Victor?
Don't pay any attention to Bing. I don't. Sometimes. Except when he talks. And then never. Ignore him.
Well, how can I ignore him when he says, I have a dialect?
What does he know? Sometimes he even tells me that I have a Danish accent.
Then from now on, I will ignore him.
Fine, and from now on, I'll call you Ignore Him, Gorin.
Well, don't start ignoring me, Igor, until you've let us hear the beautiful setting that Albert Hay Malott made especially for you for the Pledge to the Flag, which you've been singing at all the Army and Navy camps.
It's a pleasure, Bing. And no more accent.
Good.
Oh.
thrilling, Igor, and it's been fine having you here in the hall. Next time you're out west, be sure and stop in to see us again. Because we think it's mighty fine country out here in the west. Mighty fine, yes, sir, mighty fine. Especially around sunset when the Purple Mountains fade off there into the Purple Mountains. And over yonder in the distance, you can just barely see the Purple Mountains. Just beginning to purple up a piece. Mary Gal, what do you think of them Purple Mountains?
Sure are purple.
That powerful purple. Strange things happen out here, Mary Gal. Yesterday I was riding home. When from behind a gully in a ravine, I heard two characters. Seemed to be hurting each other. I heard, ouch! Ouch! Look out! Ouch! Ouch! So I rushed up to see what was going on.
What was?
Two porcupines was necking.
Well, if you want to get romantic, let me hear you make an echo sound like Home on the Range.
Well, you picked a mighty good time to ask me, Mary. I was going to sing it anyway. Tomorrow being President Roosevelt's 60th birthday.
I'm mighty glad you remembered Home on the Range was President Roosevelt's favorite song, Harry.
Well, there's something else we don't want to lose sight of either. None of us. And that's joining the President in his fight against infantile paralysis. This is the time to send in your dimes and dollars. Try and make it folding money, friends, because those tykes will thank you someday. And folding money travels faster. Here's to you, Mr. President.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Passing up the millions of obvious jokes that might be made at this point, we say simply, from range to kitchen to carpenter, a natural graduation. Tell us about the kitchen, chum.
With all the talk about proper nutrition these days, I'll bet some of you women are trying to figure out how to get still more milk into the family's meals. Well, one smart trick is to add those precious milk nutrients the Velveeta way. You see, Velveeta is a pasteurized dairy product that's rich in milk minerals. Helps supply milk protein, too. An excellent food source of vitamins A and G, digestible as milk itself. And besides all that, it's a smacking good cheese food with a rich, mild cheddar flavor that practically everybody loves. With delicious Velveeta, you can tuck extra milk nutrients into the family meals by way of snacks, sandwiches, salads, hot Velveeta sauce, and baked dishes enriched with this fine cheese food. So add Velveeta to your stock of little dietetic tricks that give the family meals to help make them strong. Order some half-pound packages or a two-pound loaf tomorrow. Kraft's delicious cheese food, Velveeta.
Who calls when a western moon is pale? Is there someone on the trail? Who calls? Who calls? When the sage is silvery white, is there someone in the night? Who calls? Somewhere across the great divide, someone who calls me to their side. Who calls when a star falls from above? Can it be the one I love? Who
that, but for a few words by Madeline Carroll, is all we had planned for this evening in the Old Kraft Music Hall. There'll be another meeting next Thursday, the same time things got started tonight, at which time, over and above our regular group, we're going to have John Garfield of the cinema, Lieutenant Harold B. Roberts, Executive Officer of the United States Maritime Service, Port Hueneme, California, and J. Winston Manone, who just got married, old Wingy the groom. That's next Thursday, and we're sorry that we couldn't read the stack of messages of cheer and encouragement that we received for you men in the Philippines. We want you to know that all your families here are listening in, and they send their best. We're only sorry that present broadcasting restrictions prevent singing request dedications. But here's Madeline Carroll to tell us what we want you all to know.
Every one of you is in our hearts every minute. When Bing's dad heard I was so interested in the boys in the service, he asked me if I'd care to read a few lines written back in 1917 by Bing's brother, Ted, who lives in Spokane. Dad Crosby's pretty proud of his son for writing this, and I think you'll agree he has reason to be. I think it's fine, and it says better than I can what is in my heart and in the hearts of us all about you servicemen. I'm for the chap who's game for a scrap when the stakes are as big as these. The land we love, the homes we love, the girls we love, if you please. And the chances are he'll bring back a scar to show that he did his bit. For he's just the sort of a dead game sport that doesn't know how to quit. It's a lead pipe cinch, he's there in a pinch, though he loves to run a good bluff. But win or lose, if I were to choose, I'd pick him for hero stuff. He's the patriot breed that sprang from the seed deep planted in '76. He's American through from his hat to his shoe. And once he goes in, he sticks.
Kraft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood's Radio City.
The Rudy Valley Seal Test Program with John and Diana Barrymore will follow immediately over most of these same stations. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.